Good morning. We're continuing in Chayalim Klal Hey, Halachas of Brachas and Tfilas, and we're looking at Simen Chav Gimel. So we learned the first half of Simen Chav Gimel of a katan being Moitzi Agadol, based on the principle that since theoretically he could eat an amount which would be Chayiv Daraisa, and then he would only be one Darabanan, a katan who's Darabanan, on the mitzvah of eating, of benching when he's full, which is Daraisa, came right to the Gadol who ate only an amount, which is the Rabbanan. The Gadol only ate an amount of a Kazayas, so he's not full. So he's a key of the Rabbanan. So it's one Rabbanan and one Rabbanan. Well, he's not one Rabbanan, the Katan. He's two Rabbanans, but he theoretically could be one Rabbanan. So the Chayyadim continues and he says, Lefiza, nearly, the Katan Yochel, the Kaddish, the Mishi, Spalo, Kamar, Beni Day of the Kaddish. There's a mitzvah of the Rice on Friday night, we mentioned, to say Kiddush. And now, the cotton is chayv one derabanan, because he's a cotton, and he davened already. So he's two derabanans according to the Magen Avraham that you get to kiddush in davening, and at the raisa level, the still chayv of derabanan to say over a kais. So the cotton is two derabanans. He davened. So he's chayv only, even a god will only chayv in derabanan in that situation, according to the Magen Avraham. And he's a katan. Now he's being mercy to somebody else who davened. So it's also only chayiv mirabanan. So, but the problem is, it's two derabanans, one derabanan. Yes, but the katan theoretically, there be scenarios when if he didn't daven, can be mercy to the gadol. So he can always be mercy to the gadol. Philim karei he's paddled the katan. The kol zman shlo he's paddled in al chad derabanan. We keep sheesh mitzad shlo yibay al chad derabanan. Yochel lohitzi lemishi he's paddled kavar veinam b'chuyav al mirabanan. Kavav b'riches in mosul. So he says this idea that since there's a scenario where a katan would be on the same level as the gadol again ate, the gadol daven for the night, he's only chayiv in kiddush the rabbanan according to the Magen Avraham. And now the katan, who's two rabbanan, is going to invite to the gadol who's one rabbanan, because theoretically the katan sometimes can be even only one, can be only one rabbanan. If he didn't daven, he wants to eat. It comes to kiddush. He has the chi of the rice as a kiddush. So that works according to the Chayyadim. Again, we pointed out the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this. Mishnah Berurah says that a two derabanan cannot be mitzi a one derabanan, and therefore, in a case where the gadol ate only a kazayas, so it's a derabanan to a derabanan, but the katan can only mitzi the gadol if the katan ate kadei sviya. So then, he ate an amount which is chayv deraisa, but he's only derabanan. The gadol is chayv deraisa. Ate an amount which only chayv and rabbanan. They're both only one derabanan. So then the cotton came much to the gadol. The case where the cotton only ate a kazayas, Mishnah Berurah says the cotton should not be much to the gadol. It says that near from the poskim that they're machmer on that. It says v'chein nearer from the gra that the gra also held like that. He points out in the he says this is a toisus. This is a toisus, and doesn't quote the Gra on that point. He does not quote the Gra on that point. Okay. Have a good morning. From tomorrow, we will start Simen Chav Dalet.